Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
This just in, we have some breaking news. Robertus Radio, powered by heritageradionetwork.punk. Breaking news. We were unable to read our calendars properly this morning, which is going to result in not the scheduled program that you're tuning into. What's going to happen now is a previously recorded show. It was our 43rd show. And unfortunately, because of our inability to read a calendar properly, we find ourselves going back in time to the 43rd show. G. Paul Jr., if you just want to roll the tape, we're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's program. Thank you. Oh, gee, guys. It's the 43rd show tonight. That's pretty cool, right, huh?
You.
Round of applause. Thank you. Studio audience is definitely feeling tonight's topic. That's why they were a little slow to get in. They must be feeling the heat tonight. Roberta's 43rd radio show on heritageradionetwork.org, powered by the internet. Blessed to us by the radio gods. Primitive radio gods, remember them? They were great. We're going to talk about the heat tonight. Ways to beat it, ways to join it. If you can't beat it, you got to join it. We're going to talk about the heat, like maybe slang colloquial terms for the heat. We're also going to talk about perhaps the inverse of the heat. But without further ado, introductions. Jack Inslee's doing a horrible job tonight on Roberta's 43rd radio show.
Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Bullshit.
Hey, guys, give me a break.
Oh, Javelina.
Wow,
so
very
nice to
good.
See you
very
here
good.
Again.
Maybe what do you mean again? I never left.
Yeah, maybe you can find out where Jack is.
Again, this week, as usual.
Maybe you can find out where Jack is and we can...
Jack's right here, man.
Oh, is he? Is he awake? Can you wake him up for me?
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
There he is.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
Our fearless producer, Jack Inslee, with us tonight, as almost always. Jack, hey, how long have you been here? A long time. That's great.
Hey.
Sitting to my right, almost always, most always, sometimes, shooting about 97% from the field, Dr. Michael Zoman.
Thank you.
I tell you that, you know, Jack, can you just turn the air conditioning on in the studio audience area? Up here, we're great. But I feel like they're getting a little zapped by the heat, and they're late to respond to the applause sign.
Hey.
Thanks, Jack.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
Thanks again, Jack. I know. We know your name. Tell everybody around town your damn name. You met him four times.
Something's wrong with him today.
I know.
Something's wrong with him today.
Want to introduce our fearless mascot, Javelina. And sitting over to my left is our foreign exchange student. He's almost famous. Monsieur Peugeot.
What up?
He's definitely feeling... He's from France. It doesn't get this hot. You drink a lot of red wine.
Je m'appelle Peugeot.
Right. That's exactly right. That's what we've been saying to each other for the past week and a half. He's been living on my couch. He's part
like,
of
hey,
an exchange
Matt,
program.
Are you hungry? And then he says, Je m'appelle Peugeot.
Yeah, like, something like that.
I don't know what like, that okay. means exactly, but...
Living on loaves of bread.
Let's go get a right. sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, he brought over a bunch of bread in his pockets.
He calls it baguette.
It's a baguette.
He does call it baguette. And we have Peugeot's American handler. Let me see if I'm pronouncing this right. Nana. Nana's with us this evening. It's okay to use the microphone, Nana.
It's Niana.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us on Roberta's 43rd show. Topic tonight with Jack Inslee as our producer is the heat.
Hey.
It seems like
there's a heat dome.
There's a heat dome over. Jack, can we get some water out to the studio audience? They're not hitting the applause sign. I'm starting to get irritable because it's so damn hot outside. But there is a heat dome.
It's a heat dome. It's pushing down on you.
Evelina, whip him into shape. Jack's, you know, maybe it's time Jack goes soon. Let's talk about that later. I want to get back to our scientific doctor. Dr. Michael Zoman.
I hate to break the fourth wall. No, I can't. Never mind.
Don't do it.
I won't.
It's too hot out, man. Don't expend the energy.
Yeah. I'll allow the fourth wall to remain unbroken. It'll keep the AC in here.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
Break through this wall next to me.
Don't.
But no. I won't. I'll just let it be.
Can you tell us more about the heat dome?
It's a weather phenomenon where there's like a bubble that's pushing down.
Wait. I saw this movie starring John Travolta. Phenomenon.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's that classic old song.
And then there's Michael.
Where he's an angel.
Yeah.
And so I always get the two mixed up in my mind until I watch them on separate days. And then I realize which one was which. And
Consecutive days?
Non-consecutive days.
Yeah, that's good.
I had to give my mind time to relax.
So it's like this pressure.
The heat dome or watching Phenomenon?
The heat dome.
Okay.
Is that on Netflix?
I'm not sure.
That's why it's been so hot and humid and still. We're in the heat dome. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're the doctor here.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The heat dome. We're in it.
We're in it.
It's hot.
Where did you study the heat?
I was above it. In a hot air balloon.
Nice.
Mansoor Peugeot is...
Yeah, I was looking down on the heat dome, and I was nice and cool up there.
I bet it's really nice.
I was like, oh, look at that.
How much was it to get up there?
Oh, I have my... Well...
You have your own?
Yeah.
Research balloon.
Yeah, I bought my own hot air balloon.
Balloon.
Taos, and I bought a hot air balloon.
What do you fill it with?
Well, you fill it with hot air.
Huh. Far out, man. And so what do you have to apply?
People think that they're lame, but once you see that flame shooting out of that thing, it's badass.
that is the sound it makes.
And when you go in it, who knows where you're going to go? You can go up or down. And then
Otherwise. Wherever.
Who knows?
Get lost. Wherever.
Yeah. You can go high, too. Way up there.
Roberta's 43rd radio program powered by heritageradionetwork.org with
hey Jack,
our fearless producer Jack Inslee. Hey Jack.
Hey.
Hey Jack.
Hey.
Cool, Jack. That's great.
Jack,
thanks.
What's your last name again?
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
Oh, right. Inslee.
That's right. I forgot. Javelina, how you doing over there, man? How do you stay cool in the heat, Javelina?
I got the AC out here, man.
Oh, that's nice. What is, you know, he's pretty smart for a half.
Now, I know you're like a boar, so when it's this hot out, are you hot? Is it normal for you?
I'm like a pig in shit, man.
Oh, man.
Rolling around in the hot? Is that what you're doing?
Is what he means.
Oh, no, he couldn't mean that.
You want to hear how I take it in the heat?
Yeah.
Mansoor Peugeot, how do you take the heat?
I go to the Turkish bath, and I'm the only one wearing a bathing suit. And I realize it's pretty much a bunch of dudes with their dicks swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Breaking news on Roberta's 43rd radio program, powered by heritageradionetwork.org. Mansoor Peugeot handles his Turkish baths very European by wearing a bathing suit inside of them.
Very modest.
That's what I've heard
about.
Yes, so that's what I've heard about the French and the Europeans.
Used to be part of a racquetball club that had...
Breaking news, Dr. Michael Zoman once belonged to a racket club.
Now, there's more to
it. He must really be a doctor.
There was a sauna and like this therapy pool, this weird like minerally water that was lukewarm. And there was a steam room. And the dudes would come in and out of the steam room. And to cool off, They would sit down in front of this huge TV on a leather couch, like soaking wet just out of the steam room. I could never wrap my mind around how you could sit down on a leather couch soaking wet.
May I ask you this?
Yes.
How much were they paying the guy to clean that leather couch?
Probably a lot. It was really clean. Like I've been a member of like 3 or 4 gyms in my life, and that was definitely
chlorine
the
on that thing. Or?
There's enough.
I'll answer your next question. Yes, okay. I did once see a guy put his leg up on the counter and use the blow dryer to dry off his pubic area and hit like all the hair on his pubic area and
undercarriage.
He was just standing there totally nude. With his foot up on the counter.
Was he watching the big TV?
Yeah.
That's great.
They would all sit multitasking naked watching the big TV. This one guy would get in the therapy pool, which was not hot. Then he would get out of it and lay down on the edge of it, naked, just laying there.
Where was this?
In Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
He was like covered in weird tattoos and he was like 60 years old.
Free spirit.
Yeah. Very, very much so. So, yeah.
Breaking news, if you haven't already been. Go to Portland. Beat the heat. Go to Portland, Oregon. Not Portland, Maine. I don't know. I've never been there.
Portland, Oregon's crazy. Check
Portland,
it out.
Portland, Oregon's crazy. Check it out. This just in, breaking news. We're trying to find ways to... here's what I noticed. We were on the heat. And there's no better way to symbolize the heat for those of you without the viewing mechanism at home to create the sound of bacon sizzling in a pan. And... Dr. Michael Zoman has selected some amazing specimens.
Applewood smoked.
You have some
turkey bacon.
We talked about it yesterday at the pre-production meeting at Cipriani's Fidei. And Jack was there. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
And we talked about what kind of bacon can we get our hands on.
Hey, what's up?
You know, because
there's only so many kinds.
There's only so many kinds, and there's no better way on the radio to kind of simulate the feeling of heat, like the sound of bacon sizzling. For those that don't have the viewing mechanism at home.
Hey, speaking of bacon, you should do a show about food sometime.
That's a great idea, Havelina.
We'll put that on the calendar.
We'll put that on the calendar for a future show in the future. Oh, hey, Jack. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
So, you brought in some amazing specimens, and I have to say, thank you for not breaking the fourth wall, because all those smells are now trapped in here.
Yeah.
And I'm loving this. This is a great way to beat the heat. If you're at home and you have air conditioning, central air, window unit, I guess, will do. Two window units would be ideal.
What about those shitty window units? It's just a shitty fan blowing in your face.
That's not going to work for this.
I like when there's two fans. One goes
right,
out,
one goes out.
In.
Yeah, that's
nice. That'll get the air moving.
Got a reciprocating
for your home hydroponic setup. You could put one of those in, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got a bunch of lamps and sure. I got all this tin foil wrapped around the whole thing.
It's shiny in there. The shiny room, he calls it.
The nugs are pretty sick though.
The nugs of yes.
Got to air those nugs out.
Air those nugs out. Oh, that's Dr. Michael Zoman's
that's
cook.
My, yeah.
Chef. His chef is burning himself on the
no,
bacon.
No, he tasted
fine.
The food, but that's how I like it.
He's burning himself.
I like it very hot, very spicy.
Very hot.
At a very high temperature.
No better way to beat the heat. And you heard it here first. On the Beat the
if
Heat
it's hot,
episode.
Eat really hot food, like soup
see,
that is boiling
that's how
hot.
You maintain.
Like Indian food, like curry?
Yeah, like some dal.
Jalapenos?
Yeah.
If you're cutting jalapenos, make sure you wash your hands before you take a piss.
Ghost
how
pepper.
About, oh, ghost pepper. I've only seen it in my nightmares.
It's
never
so
seen
spicy.
It in real life.
What's this? It's got a million Scovilles.
Oh, on the Scoville scale. Yeah. Ooh,
is that a measurement? Like,
what's a measurement,
that's a measurement
of
spiciness? Scovilles.
Yeah. Scoville.
I believe Dr. Michael Zoman has instructed his chef to insert some ghost pepper slices into
that's
the
what that
apple wood.
Is.
Is that apple wood or is that the cherry wood?
It's cherry wood.
That sounds like a finish on a guitar.
It's also a style of bacon.
It was a guitar that Jimmy Page played.
Yeah, he
broke
cooked bacon on it.
And I put it in the bacon. I smoked it myself.
A really hot guitar finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dog died, and I made bacon out of him, and I smoked it with a guitar that I have that Jimmy Page used to play in Led Zeppelin.
Dog bacon.
dog bacon.
Later in the show, we're going to sample some of this for you listening and watching at home. And you can see our reactions or hear our reactions. And that's going to affect your behavior at the grocery store. So you want to look out for Dr. Michael Zoman brand dog food. Wait, dog meat? Dog food.
Dog bacon.
Dog bacon. I'm sorry. For
but there's only a little bit. I have to buy another dog and wait for him to die.
He treats
what kind
his animals
what kind
humanely.
Of dog dies quickest?
Ooh, that's good. Probably a huge dog, which will make
a
more bacon.
Yeah,
I'll try and buy a really old dog.
Like a Mastiff? Or?
I'll search Craigslist for old sick dog.
So what we were talking about, number one
if
way.
If anyone
to,
else has any other
beef,
dead animals,
please don't call in with your
also.
Carcasses. We can't.
I will, though. I can't. No,
what does this look like? Dead carcass storage here?
I bought a smoker for a reason. And I'm going to smoke
is there a
dead
sign?
Animals with famous people's
is there,
guitars
is there a sign
and sell it to
on the
rich
outside
people?
Of the radio studio that says dead carcass storage.
No, but there's going to be a sign on my bacon that says Led Zeppelin dog bacon, and it's going to be
that's pretty cool.
$280 a package.
If you're a rocking dude who's got tons of money,
I have one.
Blow it on some Led Zeppelin dog bacon.
I have one of Slash's guitars.
What are you? Are you saving that for a special batch?
I have the guitar that Kurt Cobain bought that was Led Belly's guitar. I'm going to smash that thing.
That's
going
to be really old.
And I'm
going to
make cat bacon out of it.
That sounds delicious.
My brother used to have
a pre-order.
My brother used to drive a Volkswagen Jetta that had that Slash guitar that came with the fucking car that you could plug it into.
Sick. What?
Oh, man.
So you could play guitar
European
while you drive.
Style Volkswagen.
So while you're like driving,
always came with
you're
guitars.
Driving on the 110 to the 101 to go to your gig at like the Rainbow Room, and you're just like playing guitar while you drive.
You're playing your guitar to drive the car. The only way you're
wearing a fedora.
You're getting there early so you can go eat lunch at the Hustler store. Their outdoor cafe.
I imagine them to have like a hot dog rotisserie set up in the far corner of the store, the food court. I've never been.
You got to snap some pics on the exact place where River Phoenix overdosed and died on the sidewalk.
Right outside the Viper Room. I heard they have a hot dog rotisserie over at the Viper Room now.
Oh, man.
Remember, you're listening
when
to
I'm,
Roberta's
when
Radio
I'm in L.A., what I go for is a nice hot dog.
What kind of hot dog?
What kind of food is good in L.A.? I've had tacos
let's
before.
Say,
let's go get some hot dogs.
We'll go to
Pink's. We'll go to Pink's.
Pink's. That's
we'll
the
wait
place.
In line for 45
yeah,
minutes
that's
for
the
a
place.
Hot dog.
Pink's for a hot dog, yeah.
What's the other? Oak, we'll go to Okie Dog and get food poisoning.
Dr. Michael Zoman's personal chef is tasting the dog, the Led Zeppelin dog bacon.
Yeah.
You can find it in store.
It's got ghost peppers.
Yeah, it's
got
nice hot
Robert
stuff.
Page's guitar, all smashed up. I took all out all the metal Robert I could Page. Find.
Sold it for beer money. I got some copper
I went
in
down
here.
To this scrap metal guy. just the metal parts of a guitar.
Just dragging
and
the metal
he gave
parts
me
behind
$1.08, and it was just enough to get a crazy stallion.
Yeah, crazy
whatever that thing's
stallion.
Called.
I get my dog bacon vacuum sealed and sent from Vietnam.
Ooh. Hold on a second. Hold
That's
on
where
a
I
second.
Got the idea.
Hold on a second. This brings up a very good point.
Vietnam is hot.
I'd like to take us to the consumer corner. Thanks, Jack. The heat must be getting to you.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Jack, play a sound up? That means consumer corner.
Yeah, play, yeah. Go into your bed, Jack. And for those of you at home, this is technical lingo. This is jargon. Go into your bed, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Hey. Go into your bed and find something that will signify to the listeners at home and the viewers at home that we have stepped into the consumer corner. Please.
It's that easy.
Thank you. That's great. We're in the consumer corner now, if you haven't noticed. And we want to bring up some consumer reports. If you
sounds
are,
like a...
If you are getting... I just want
to... It sounds like a sad part awareness. Of a soap opera or something.
I want to raise awareness right now of the situation. If you do not get your dog bacon shipped into this country from another country without a proper HACCP plan in place...
Yes.
You truly live in a Las Vegas lifestyle. You are willing to roll the dice in the most dangerous game, your life.
It's like that part of Deer Hunter.
Right.
walk in here.
No, then when he's like addicted to it.
Oh yeah.
Can we start talking about Christopher Walken?
He's like a seemingly a professional Russian roulette player. Yeah.
And he's good. Yeah, he's really good.
He's like the best. He's like the white dude that they let play with like all the Vietnamese.
Don't worry. Folks at home, that is not our movie pick of the week. I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go down to the Hall of Records and we're going to make sure that all of our HACCP paperwork is in place. So, Jack, hey, Jack.
Hey.
If you just want to take us to a little break, maybe Kristen Berry has some pre-recorded tunes that she would like to play for us. We can come back after we've been to the Hall of Records. Thank you, Jack. Thanks. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Jack, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Nice.
Hey.
All right, let's go to the Hall of Records and take a minute from the studio.
Hello out there, it's Steve Jenkins, I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn, Red Wattle, Bourbon Red, Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's heritage turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
It's like a Sally Struthers commercial. Jeez, man. Wow.
That
I got
was
a tear.
Great. Remember she gained like 200 pounds while she was like the ambassador
now
for
I read,
children?
Now, I read a very credible source, South Park, that she was secretly taking the money and the food and eating it all. Yeah.
Oh, hot.
I think we're about ready for these bacon samples that Dr.
We gotta let them cool down on a paper towel.
Okay, great.
You know what I mean?
We want to absorb some of the grease, and I want you to save some of those pan drippings over there, Chef. Though I got some biscuits and gravy I want to make in the morning.
I'm gonna make a corgi sandwich.
I'm gonna make some red eye gravy.
Yeah, there you go. Nice red eye gravy. Your eyes get all red because the pan's so hot.
I got a whole tin can full of pan leavings. I'm fixing to make into some red eye gravy.
The eyes get red because the pan's so damn hot.
I got an old can of Dr. Pepper and another can of pan leavings.
Yeah.
Mix it up into a nice red eye gravy to put on my grits.
The eyes get red because the pan gets so hot. That's right. You're listening to Roberta's Radio, episode number 43, recorded March 17th of 2013. And this is powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Just want to say, Jack Inslee, our fearless producer.
Hey, what's up?
And I also want to thank everybody that has joined us this evening. If you missed the first part of the show in the introductions, you should wait till it becomes available on iTunes or on heritageradionetwork.org. And then you can get the introductions and you can know who I'm joined by. How does one say that? Jack, hey.
Joined by with.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Hey, man, can you just help me out?
What's up?
Yeah, how do I get through this?
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee.
Okay, all right, let me try that. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, great. On to the next portion of the show. Now, the heat means that it's hot. We've established that.
Hey, don't you love that new Rihanna song, Diamonds?
You know what? I think it's the best song that's come out this week.
Yeah.
I think it's a feat of songwriting that perhaps we may not see again for another 3 years or so. Maybe sometime in 2016 we might see something that is good. And you know what? Perhaps Rihanna will do it herself. So, let's see what happens in 3 years in 2016.
Rihanna is the name.
I'm sorry.
Rihanna.
I'm not...
Rihanna.
Oh,
Rihanna. That's how I say hot. It's hot.
Hot.
It's hot.
I'm getting delirious. This bed music and all the wavy lines I am seeing in front of my eyes from the heat.
Yeah. For those of you without the viewing mechanism, which you can purchase at any truck stop or
Costco.
Walmart, Costco, BJ's.
I heard
we just got the viewing mechanism at BJ's. Also, if you're at a yard sale, you might find a used one.
Circuit City.
Circuit City. Remember, this is the 43rd show by Rupert is Radio. Circuit City is still open, alive and well.
What a strong business.
Thriving and thriving, you know.
Circuit City's great.
Best Buy's open. Tower Records.
You know what I let you go do?
You ever been to a Tower Records?
My day off, I let you go buy some DVDs.
Yeah,
I'm buying them. You know what?
My seasons of TV shows on DVD.
I was reading about this technology.
I'm more into Blu-ray.
Oh, that's the newest thing.
I was reading about this technology called Blu-ray, and I believe they have it in Europe. Mansoor Peugeot, he's almost famous. He's trailing us for this student exchange book report thing. It's all in French.
He wanted to be the guy who smashed up the guitar from the guy from Led Zeppelin.
That's why he wanted
to. My English isn't so good.
No, it's not.
It's not very good.
It has room for improvement.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I'm working.
Maybe in 3 years, it'll get a lot better.
We're real good with words.
It was 3 years in 2016. We're good with words.
We're broadcasters.
That's why, yes, we are. I couldn't agree more. In the long lineage of Jack Benny, Jack Brickhouse,
Geraldo.
Harry Carey.
Geraldo.
Vin Scully.
Sharon Osbourne.
Falco.
Right?
Falco, the band Falco?
Falco.
Rock Me Amadeus.
You know what I liked? You know what I like so much about that song?
Amadeus. There we go.
Yeah.
We got there.
Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah.
Was it how it brought the classical tradition into the pop realm? It was building a bridge. It was almost like a time machine to another place.
It was like when that guy said, "Oh, baby, you got what I need," but he was wearing like he was dressed like Mozart.
See, now, for those of you with the viewing mechanism at home, you can watch the video of
Biz Marquee's. Yeah.
She's Just a Friend on video behind us while we do the show. And that's a perk. For those of you that shop at Costco, Walmart, truck stops,
Loves
garage
truck stops,
Loves, Flying J, BJ's, wherever you are, you can get a viewing mechanism. And
I bought a canoe at Costco,
real live canoe,
a straight canoe.
We bought an
inflatable. Was it metal or was it like fiberglass?
I don't know. It was a fucking canoe.
Nice,
cool, cool. You lost the game on Sur Peugeot, but I heard that in Europe,
I cussed earlier.
Fine, yeah, but you did it in a tasteful, elegant fashion.
You're talking about two pigs rolling around.
Right, is why I think I might repeal the game and make this more of a free-form show. Perhaps in 3 years, in 2016, this will be a bit freer show. I can only hope for the best in the future.
Can I clear up one thing really quickly?
I would welcome it.
Now, I got into an argument with someone earlier today, and correct me if I'm wrong. Did they not once make hot dogs that were, like, injected with chili and cheese?
I used to buy the ones with cheese.
Those were my favorite
hot
dogs.
Yes, okay, there.
Absolutely, that's a real thing.
I was, like, scouring the internet for a picture of them, and I could not find it, so...
Glorious.
And it was like a tube of chili through the middle, right?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I had the cheese ones. I love the cheese ones.
I hope you're listening.
Yeah. In 2013.
I just took you to hot dog school.
That's right. Mansoor Peugeot's American liaison. Correct me if I'm not pronouncing this correctly.
Nyana.
Okay, I'm getting better.
Nyanya.
Right, stick with us, Mansoor Peugeot. You'll be speaking the language in no time.
Thanks, man.
Want to talk about colloquial version? Colloquial. I want to talk about Chloe. That he is impeding my speech. I do declare.
You know, if you don't have heat in your apartment,
then you have a cool apartment.
Don't worry about it in the summer.
Definitely. Yeah,
heard that.
Yeah.
Take a cold shower.
Stop paying your heat bill for 6 months out of the year.
Been doing that.
And then start paying it again.
Don't pay it ever. In the winter, if you're cold, open your microwave up, jam a spoon or a fork in there so it thinks the door's closed, and just let that sucker go.
Really?
Yeah, it'll warm up your whole place.
Will it?
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Might fuck your brain up.
I'm fine.
What if I wore, I've seen people run marathons and then they get, a tinfoil coat? What if I wore a tinfoil coat trying to keep myself warm after that and I stood really close to the microwave?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How would I achieve, a summer vibe?
You're
going to
get
that?
A tingling sensation.
That's cool.
You're going to get real warm real
that's
fast.
Cool.
You're going to feel like you're getting warm from the inside out.
Full disclosure, I use Head & Shoulders.
So do I.
I mean, it's wonderful stuff.
Haven't washed my hair with shampoo in about 12 years.
Wow. That's why he's a doctor. That's all it takes. Don't wash your hair for 12 years.
I'm not joking at all.
You have to get the 2-in-1, though.
Just stop washing it. It'll get real greasy, then it'll just chill out.
I use Head & Shoulders, and I get the tingling feeling. I also use Dr. Bronner's.
Oh, that burns you.
That, man, I feel crazy. Woo! That peppermint one, that
Mama
feels crazy.
Mia, huh? Woo. You ever rub that on the inside of your mouth? It feels nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, I brush my teeth.
Dr. Michael
that.
Zoman's personal chef is still testing the samples of bacon.
When we do the nasty sex episode, we'll talk about Dr. Bronner's.
That'll burn everything in your body.
For those of you that aren't aware,
in a good way.
Yeah.
Of
rub it in your armpits.
Of the tools that are at a broadcaster's command. One of them is foreshadowing, which Dr. Michael Zoman has just illuminated.
So now you all know that there is a nasty sex episode.
Somewhere between now and perhaps 2016, when we'd be on show, probably 89?
100? Who knows?
Who knows? The sky's the limit, I think, here at Roberta's Radio Network. Punk. Wait, no, that's a joke from 2015. Shit. How do we make it seem like we've been doing this show from 2013?
Shut up.
All right, dude, take the lead then.
Hey, okay? Jack. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Just, if you can edit that last part out, just say, hey.
Hey.
Cool, so it's good.
All right, Roberta's Radio, episode number 43. We're talking about the heat. Not talking about the cops, the fuzz.
What about a howling dry wind? Oh, hot, 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 hot.
Dr. Michael Zoman's personal chef is still sampling the bacon, making sure it's...
Jack, can we get a howling dry wind going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jack? Can we get a dry wind, please?
Howling dry
wind. One howling dry wind coming up, please.
Very that good.
That just sounds like somebody dropped another piece of bacon into the pan.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, this wind, it's not helping at all. It's hot.
No, it's hot wind.
Have you ever been driving when it's so hot outside and you roll your window down and it's like...
The wind is hotter than...
It's hot, yeah. It's hotter than the inside of your car because the
inside
of your car has
shit. Why would I do that?
I've done it before. It's horrible.
I would never do that.
I ruined a bunch of stuff once because it melted because it was so hot.
Sure. You must have been in the Southwest.
Yeah, that's right.
The Southwest part of United States.
I was driving from San Diego to Albuquerque.
San Diego, New Mexico to Albuquerque, California.
That's right.
Have you ever made that drive?
Were you smoking meth in Albuquerque?
No, but I would always go to, I believe it's called Yuma.
Yuma, Arizona.
Same Dairy Queen and reward myself for how hot I was by eating a Dairy Queen.
They probably just had one posted on the side of the straight road
it
that went
like
for miles and miles.
It was like the very edge of town.
It
was like the first thing or the last thing.
Right.
So it was really easy to
Dairy Queen.
Find the Dairy Queen.
It's nice to cool down with a hot dog. You got hot dog there.
I had all these records and I drove. And then the next day I got to Denver. And the records were all...
What happened to the records? Were they cool?
They were melted.
Were they modern art?
They were garbage. I threw them all away.
That's what happens when modern art goes bad. It becomes garbage. This just in, breaking news
on
Roberta's Radio. Breaking news. Modern art will eventually be garbage. Don't you agree, Jack?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, cool, man. Javelina, can you just kind of snap him out of his funk real quick?
I don't know what is wrong.
Yeah, I don't either, man. It's kind of bugging me. And if I have to put in a complaint to the central office, I'll get Jack out of here. You know what I'd do? I'd ship him somewhere weird, like the District of Columbia.
Guantanamo?
Where even is that?
You tell me.
I'd curse him with a European tour that involves going to Morocco.
You know what I'd curse him with before that?
I'd say, you
a
go
trip to
Europe,
Bonnaroo
you
in 2016.
Bonnaroo, oh, that's immediately a show right go there. To England and then all over Europe and then to Morocco, and you'll see. Then maybe I'll make you move to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Because I'm in charge, Jack.
Jack, you better pull it together, man.
Hey, what's up?
See, this guy's just aloof.
All right, hey, you guys want to try this dog bacon?
All right, it seems. Let's talk to Dr. Michael Zoman's personal chef. Is it hot?
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
Good, that's how I like it. Let's send around a little. Can I get a toothpick in mine?
Yeah.
That's how I like
it. I got this plate
samples.
With all the paper towels on
send
it.
Send somebody around, yeah, a little past canapé. That's, don't worry, that's a perspective.
That's my dog.
The live one.
Hi. Good boy, good boy.
Dog,
yeah. Good boy.
Dog, do you want to try some of this dog bacon? Is that too weird?
No,
a
that's
dog
fine.
Eating dog
that's
bacon?
Fine. But it's hot.
I know it's hot. He probably wants us to blow on it and cool it down, cut it into little tiny pieces like a child.
Actually, I'll just leave him outside.
All right, so let's, everyone, let's have a sample here and, let's go ahead and see what this tastes like.
You try it first, Eric.
Okay, I'll try it first. This is bad. This is what they call in the culinary world an acquired taste. I can talk and heave at the same time. This is not...
What do you think, Pojo?
It's a delicacy.
Yes, fast-acting delicacy,
forced
too.
To like it.
I tell ya. Yeah, that's... sounds like the dog got into the dog bacon.
All right, he licked a little of the grease.
Yeah, smoked
with. Oh,
now
the dog's puking too.
Smoked with the guitar from Led Zeppelin's
Jimmy Page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, wait.
It's on my cue card. It's written differently. Jimmy Page.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna eat some now.
Dr. Michael Zoman having his own. Dr. Michael Zoman's Led Zeppelin guitar smoked.
I must admit, I've had it many times.
The dog wants another piece. I recognize that. Hey, Jack, can we get the dog another piece?
Hey, what's up?
This is...
I puked up something else, not the bacon.
Oh, you kept the bacon down, but something else came up.
Oh, I'm puking up a bad cider I drank. And a shot of hot whiskey.
You don't want a skunk cider.
Look, there's no food in it at all. I kept down the
you
bacon.
You know what? Roberta's Radio, number 43.
Shut up. This is
March 7th of 2013, and we still haven't figured out ways to cool our whiskey down. Maybe in 3 years, in 2016, we'll figure out a way to cool our whiskey
down. I tried putting ice in it, but then the ice just got hot.
What happened to the ice when it got hot?
It was just, I was like...
What happened to the ice when it got hot?
The ice...
What happened to the ice?
I grabbed it and it burned my hand. I grabbed it and it burned my hand.
It became hot ice, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't getting cold, so I grabbed it and it burned my hand.
Don't touch the ice when it gets hot.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
You should always put your back of your hand next to the hot ice and see if it's hot enough to touch or not.
My what?
Backhand.
What?
You don't want your palm to get burned.
You don't want your palm to get burned because then you'll never play
you
tennis again.
You mean my backstroke? Yeah.
You'll never play tennis
again.
No,
tennis, John it's McEnroe. Called backhand.
It's called
ass.
Backhand. That's what I'm talking
it's called
about.
Backhand.
Killer backhand. Thank you, Jack.
Dirty love. I'm going to serve backhand.
Great.
I played tennis before.
All right. Tonight's game. Rules of tennis.
Okay.
All right. What is a 0-0 score in tennis?
The beginning.
Correct. Monsieur Peugeot, what is it when you are tied at almost match point, set point?
Got a mouthful of dog bacon.
Yes. Nana, what do people do with a tennis ball?
Crispy fish.
Nice. Dr. Michael Zoman, what is a racket?
It's like when you force someone to give you money for protection, but they're actually giving you money to protect themselves
Fantastic.
From you.
Fantastic. How many degrees from a racket should you keep yourself away from to not be indicted on RICO charges?
Probably 4 or 5 degrees.
Fantastic. Jack, what is a tennis ball?
Hey, what's up?
Great. Monsieur Peugeot, what happens when we have the last point in a whole series of games and sets? And what do we call it in tennis?
Holding a gun.
No. Wrong. Match point.
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried chicken.
Chicken fried chicken. You know what I wouldn't like to eat? Chicken fried dog bacon. I'll tell you that right now.
That would be weird. It'd be too greasy.
Too greasy.
Have you ever had a McGangbang?
No, what is it?
It's a McDouble from McDonald's with a McChicken in between. It's called a McGangbang.
Couldn't agree more, Jack.
No, Jack? No?
No, Jack.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Javelina, would you eat this European-style fast food portmanteau concoction?
I'll eat anything you put in front of me.
I know. Remember the time we were in Cincinnati? We went to Skyline Chili with Javelina?
Yeah, when he ate that chili down. Spaghetti,
Remember
chili,
what he did?
Cheese,
oh, my
Ryan's.
God. I watched he asked the guy for extra ketchup.
I think to cap this whole thing off, I watched a dude at the bus stop across the street from my apartment today slowly nod out head first into a thing of leftover Popeye's chicken bones.
How did you see him resurface for air?
No, he like went down and all the people walking by were looking at him. Then his head went to rest in like a pillow of chicken bones in a Popeye's container on the bus stop, like on the bench. It was great.
I have a good story about
unbelievable.
Being an idiot.
I'm sorry, but Roberta's radio episode number 43.
Let him tell his story.
We're out of time.
No, tell the story.
One time I was at Coney Island, Detroit, and I was eating a hot dog.
Detroit,
really hot.
Detroit.
And I was looking up, and some bum was jerking off, looking at me while I was eating my hot dog.
Does not compute. Processing,
story.
It was hot out. It was hot out.
That's a good story.
Thank you for listening to Roberta's Radio number 43, the Heat episode, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.org. And then the end of a tape, like
if you'd
sound,
like to sponsor the show,
the sound.
If you'd like
of the
to sponsor the show, email us at email.
Go
gmail,
forward to
email
present time,
at
and
gmail.com.
I can talk about what everybody just listened to. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you so much for bearing with us while we had the technical difficulty of unable to
the
read
scheduling
our
mishap.
Yeah, and I just want to say a quick recap. You know, it was kind of a recap show. First thing, the first time we've ever done this, but all of tonight's participants are here with me now. The date is July 26th, 2016, and you listened to a show from about 3 years ago.
Things sure were different then, weren't they?
You know, G. Paul Jr., I couldn't agree more.
Jack was here.
Jack was running the show. It was a lot.
I made
a
startling prophetic
statement. Yeah, you did.
About Jack's future.
Yes. We didn't do that, though.
I mean, I didn't do it, but it happened, so did I?
That's Dr. Michael Zoman.
I mean, Jack had,
if you can't
Jack had enraged me
voice.
Many times.
Andrew Poger.
Well, he's a normal American now.
Yeah, I have a clipboard. I'm
well on the show from 3 years ago. You were portraying the character Monsieur Peugeot, who was our almost famous whatever. You know, it was a pretty tacky plot line.
It was a thin character.
Like, you know,
I was nervous.
I think somebody slipped some in my drink. It made me think that like that would be fine to have on the radio, and perhaps it wasn't. Neon is here as well, and reprising her character from 3 years ago, Nana, Monsieur Peugeot's American liaison.
Well, it's so great to be back here.
You know,
in the
it really is. And I think that everybody looks really good. We all look really
good. The studio's awesome now.
The studio's so much nicer.
The fourth wall has got a window.
Yeah, the fourth wall's got a window. It's not a literal wall.
Yeah.
Because I said, Mr. Inslee, tear down this wall, and he put a window.
I want to be able to watch a lady in a corn shirt eat while her friend plays Pokemon Go at the table.
I couldn't agree more. Corn the band.
Yes.
Freaks on a leash. Couple freaks on a leash over here.
A video where the bullet goes, and it's like from the bullet's perspective.
Man, right?
It's
a single take.
It's so sick.
Zero cuts in that. But I just want to thank you guys for coming down. And, of course, Benjamin Harrison got tied up in the snake pit and couldn't make it.
He was down in Rockaway trying to deal with a snake-related situation.
And he was the one who had booked the improv comedy class.
I'm pretty sure he was at Connolly's trying to solve a snake-related problem.
Yeah,
and he just got tied up.
There's only one way to figure out
There's
a snake-related problem.
Pina colada machine.
You know what I do? Yeah.
We have to drain the machine in order to figure out the snakes.
One pina colada at a time so you don't let a snake out.
I'd like a BLT.
Fantastic. G. Paul Jr., can you call room service and get
BLAT,
a BLT?
Blat.
Blat.
Yeah, see what we can do.
Put some avocado on there.
Do. Get some,
California style.
You know what? I want to say this before we go. I'm so glad Javelina's not on the show anymore. It's so much cooler in here now, literally and figuratively. Also, quick movie pick of the week. The shitty movie adaptation of The Time Machine from like the 60s. It's probably in Technicolor. It's based off the H.G. Wells story, The Time Machine. And basically, that's what we did for you tonight on Heritage Radio Network. Punk.
I would have picked Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, but that's cliche, you know. I want to hip the kids to something classic. I want to really take it back.
Okay, Grandpa.
Right, thanks. Yeah, this is your Grandpa, Chef Eric.
You realize
go to bed.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is now like an old movie.
See, and that's where I just missed the boat on that whole what's old, what's not. Well, sounds like my youth.
Take a look in the mirror, bro.
Everybody, if you're listening at home, get a mirror and hold it up in front of yourself.
And then smash it.
And first figure out where you're going to go with your life, and then smash the mirror. And smash the expectations that people have set upon
you. How brave is he who lives without a mirror of any
kind? Yes! Couldn't agree more. Let's get out of here.
Wise words.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today.
Thanks for listening.